Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're live in the Skyline studio here until 4 a.m. Edward McClellan, who we call Ted, is the author of How to Speak Midwestern, Nothing But Blue Skies, The Heyday, Hard Times, and Hopes of America's Industrial Heartland, and more, is with us. And we're talking about a piece that he wrote for Chicago Magazine about the possibility of getting a fifth star on Chicago's flag and the history of Chicago's flag. Ted, welcome back.
Yeah, I like the Toots Deal but bumper music. Yeah. I just rewatched Midnight Cowboy just a few weeks ago. It was one of my quarantine movies.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It is a great movie.
I know a guy when I lived in Decatur, there was this guy who lived upstairs from me who was he'd been an extra in the party scene. And his name was Bruce Rudo, and he was actually mentioned in Patti Smith's book Just Kids. You know, he was a jewelry designer and part of that whole Warhol downtown scene.
Sure.
And you know, he ended up back in his hometown living in a $100 a month studio apartment. So in some ways, he kind of lived that movie.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, Chicago flag. Let's talk about that. Do you think that the Chicago flag is maybe the most iconic city flag?
I think so. I mean, I hope I pronounce this right. And I quoted a guy from here in the story, North American Vexillological Association.
Okay.
They actually rated it second after Washington, D.C. But I don't think there's any city where the flag is as embraced as it is in Chicago, where not just the flag, but the stars on the flag have become such a symbol of the city. I mean, so many people have the Chicago flag tattoos. There are all these Chicago flag, you know, tchotchkes, banners and pillows and mugs. And people will even replace the stars with things like, apples. I think I saw those record inserts for the 45. I think I saw a Chicago flag like that with four of those.
Oh, for the adapters with the record?
Yeah. So, I don't think any flag means as much to its citizens as the Chicago flag does, any city flag.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I love our city flag, and I don't know anybody who doesn't love it. Everything about it, the design, the way it looks, and Chicagoans are proud of this city. We are, we've got and one of the reasons why we're proud is because we've got a really cool flag to display.
Right, and we have that soccer team, the Chicago Red Stars.
Yeah, that's right.
And their jersey is the flag.
Yeah. It's iconic. All right. Well, let's talk about the history of the flag. In researching this piece, when did the flag come into existence and who designed it and that?
Well, it came into existence in 1917, and it actually, when it started, it only had two stars. One was for the fire in 1871, and the other was for the 1893 Columbian Exposition. And so they added a third star in 1933 for the Century of Progress, and then they had a fourth star in 1937 for the victims of Fort Dearborn. So, I mean, there is precedent for adding stars to the flag. It's kind of like the American flag. You know, they'll add a star for every state.
Right.
So our flag is not, fixed forever. Although people seem to like it, the stars, we're used to the stars being a certain size, and it's very well balanced having four stars. I mean, I could see five working. I don't think you probably don't want to do many more than that.
Yeah.
But it would have to be a pretty special event. I mean, some of the events that they've talked about for adding a fifth star, the first nuclear chain reaction at the University of Chicago, that was, I think, probably in the 1940s. The election of Harold Washington, the flood of 92, and the Olympics. And I think a lot of people thought that might have been worthy of a fifth star because that was a big, event that brought the world to Chicago, like the Columbian Exposition and the Century of Progress. And then also they talked about having it for the Special Olympics, which were founded here in Chicago.
Yeah. Those are all interesting ways. Now, this is Mayor Lightfoot. Mentioned this as she's now mentioned it twice in a week and while she was talking about overcoming the COVID-19 pandemic. So she seems to be behind this, right?
Well, she says, I want nothing less than for our efforts over the coming months to truly warrant a fifth star on our flag. So I don't know if that's necessarily saying let's add a fifth star. And, you know, I think the way I concluded my article was, you know, as Chicagoans, you know, our flag is one of the greatest because it has room to accommodate further greatness. So we should always strive, as Chicagoans, we should always strive to do something worthy of a fifth star, mm-hmm. whether we actually had one or not.
Okay. And
it gives us something to shoot for.
Yeah, that's true. Well, these are good reasons to add a star, all of the examples that they brought out here.
Sure. What about one for Disco Demolition Night? That was a good one. Or what about when that White Sox fan attacked the Royals first base coach? That was one of the most Chicago moments ever.
Yeah. Yeah. That's insane. Absolutely insane. You know, it was funny. What's funny about that is that those knuckleheads, that knucklehead who ran out on the field, he was at Wrigley, so he got drunk because it's one of those rare occasions where the Cubs and the Sox were in the same played the same day, because normally one of the teams is on the road and the other is home, but there was a day game at Wrigley and the night game at US Cellular. And that guy spent the day getting drunk at Wrigley, and then took the train to Comiskey, and that's where he attacked the guy and got arrested.
So they actually got drunk at Wrigley, but after that happened, everybody said, "Oh look, there's a typical White Sox."
That's exactly right. It's a weird moment in Chicago history. I remember that, man. We could add a star for that. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Now they've been in talking to people about this. I'm sure that there are people on both sides of the fence. Some people just say leave this iconic flag alone, and then other people are like, yeah, add this. What? How did you find the balance here when you were talking to people?
Well, I think most people said that this event was not worthy of adding a star. You know, you got two, you have on there two events that killed people and destroyed things, and two events, you know, where you know, festivals or exhibitions that we want to celebrate. So there is a precedent for having a star to represent disaster. But I think what most people said was that the COVID-19 crisis is global, and it's not unique to Chicago.
That's right. Yeah.
So it doesn't rate a new star on the city's flag. So it should be something uniquely Chicago before we add another star.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the whole world is going through this. It's not just Chicago.
Right. Yeah. It's not just us. Yeah. I mean, and I don't know. You know, she said, well, it should be for our response. I'm not sure what in particular is unique about our response. I did talk to a woman. She runs a store called Chi-Town Magpie in Rogers Park. And she said, well, it could be good for business because, you know, vendors would have to redesign everything. And I could sell more magnets and mugs and pillows with the five-star flag.
Yeah, that's interesting, yeah.
And then have you ever seen the website Chicago Flag Tattoos?
I have not.
There's a website just devoted to people with Chicago flag tattoos.
An entire website? Wow.
Yes, yes. And it's the most popular tattoo at many tattoo parlors in Chicago. And there's a place called Great Lakes Tattoo, and they get so many requests that they have a Know Your Flag poster just so people can know what they're... that just explains, you know, everything. And I didn't even know that every... All four of the stars, you know, the six-pointed stars, every point means something.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hold on a sec. Ted, hang on. Let's find out. We want to hear more about that, okay? But hold on.
Okay.
All right. Ted McClelland is here, and he has written a piece, A Brief History of Wanting a Fifth Star on Chicago's Flag. What do you think? Should we add a star? There are many reasons that have to be exclusively Chicago for us to maybe add a star to it. I know there's the other side is it's such an iconic symbol and flag that it should be left alone. But we would love to hear from you on this. If you're a Chicagoan and you love the flag, maybe you think you want to keep it the way it is, or if we want to add a fifth star. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
Soul to rest.
music was all I had. All right. We're talking about Chicago. We love to talk about Chicago. And we're talking about the history of wanting a fifth star on Chicago's flag. It's been brought up that maybe we should put a fifth star on the flag. Edward McClellan, who we call Ted, is a writer, and he's written a piece for Chicago Mag, chicagomag.com. You can check out about the stars and the flag. Ted, you were going to tell us about and something that I didn't know, that each point of the six points of the stars actually means something.
Yeah, I didn't know this. I mean, we can go through this if you want. I mean,
yeah, well, let's do this real quick. We have somebody on the line, a listener.
Okay.
And here's Cab on WGN. Hi, Cab.
Hey, Nick and Ted. Nice to meet you guys. And Ted,
hi.
Great article. Nick, always a great
Thank
show.
Thank you.
I would like to just make a quick point and then ask a question. When I volunteered for Special Olympics back in 2018, there was a lot of buzz about this, especially with Judge Ann Burke. And I'd have to say that's got my vote, the Special Olympics. But I would ask you guys to, how would we as Chicago citizens, how would we identify what really would be a Cleve voter? How would we actually identify what would be that fifth star? I'd be interested in hearing you, you know, kind of kick that around. Mm-hmm. And I'll listen on the radio because I just think that would be it'd be amazing to do something like that in my lifetime.
Okay. All right, Cab, thank you for the call. Keep listening.
They will do. Bye bye.
Okay. All right. People embrace that star, extra star. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it would have to be, you know, a world famous or a world shattering event for sure. Because
yeah.
I mean, this, the four stars are so established as symbols of Chicago. To change that would have to be something pretty extraordinary.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about those points on the stars there.
Okay.
I had no idea. We did research on this. How'd you find out about this?
Well, this is on this Know Your Flag poster that's at Great Lakes Tattoo.
Okay.
I went to a tattoo parlor. Did my research.
You did your research at a tattoo parlor. Okay.
Right. Well, the first star represents Fort Dearborn, and the points stand for transportation, labor, commerce, finance, populousness, and salubrity. I'm a writer, and I'm not even sure what salubrity means. Maybe somebody can call.
Somebody
in
knows
and
that
tell
what
us.
That is salubrity.
How's yeah, it, if you how's know it, what salubrity means, give us a call.
How's it spelled?
S-A-L-U-B-R-I-T-Y. I guess I can look it up on the next break. The second star is for the fire, and the points stand for religion, education, aesthetics, justice, beneficence, and civic pride. The fourth, so those are kind of first, I guess the first, you know, are practical things. These are second, are these are, you know, qualities, cultural qualities. The fourth, third star is for the Columbian Exposition, and these are all represent, colonizers or governments that controlled Chicago, France, 1693, Great Britain, 1763,
yeah.
Virginia, 1778, Northwest Territory, 1798, Indiana Territory, 1802, Illinois statehood, 1818. And then the fourth is a century of progress. And these are all Chicago mottos. World's third largest city. I didn't know we were the world's third largest city. I know we're the nation's. Herbs in Horto, that's, of course, the city motto, which means city in a garden.
Right.
I will, that's the civic motto. I think that's the one that Carl Sandburg got $10,000 to say once. the Great Central Market, Wonder City. I've never heard Wonder City before. And then Convention City. Well, we were Convention City until the COVID-19 outbreak, and now all the conventions have been canceled.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's interesting. Wow, that's really,
yeah.
That's really. There's so many facts that you can learn at a tattoo parlor.
Right, you can learn all of Chicago history in a tattoo parlor.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Our friends at Great Lakes Tattoo.
Yeah,
get your Chicago flag tattoo. I don't have any tattoos, much less a Chicago flag tattoo myself.
Yeah, I'm tattooless as well.
Yeah.
I came real close one night to getting a tattoo. I had a few cocktails, and I was like, I'm going to get a tattoo, and I was going to get Ren of Ren and Stimpy.
And then you could add 4 stars on top of it for Chicago.
Ren of Ren and Stimpy. That was that would have been a real good decision on my part to go get a tattoo of. Yeah. And it would be a very specific moment because there's an episode called Svenhoke of Ren and Stimpy where his idiot cousin Svenhoke shows up, and he and Stimpy get along really well because they're both morons. And when Ren comes home from work, he's got like a briefcase, a jacket, no pants, and a hat on because he's a businessman, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And that would have been the image that I.
So what changed your mind?
The people that were with me were like, "Dude, you're drunk." That was what changed my mind. I remember.
They should have a blood alcohol test at the tattoo parlor.
You're not supposed to tattoo anybody if they're inebriated.
Right.
I'm
looking at this Chicago flag tattoo website. This guy who's got 1 star on each of his knuckles.
Oh,
so
wow.
He'd have to add a star
on his thumb. Yeah.
On his thumb. Yeah, if we did this.
Yeah.
So I mean it could be good business for the tattoo parlor, but the people that I heard from said that they would not alter their tattoos. I have a quote here from a woman named Nicole Newless, and they said I've had this question before, especially when they were talking about adding a 5th star if we got the Olympics. She said, "I'm leaving it unaltered since the flag had 4 stars when I decided it meant enough to me to get inked on my body for the rest of my life."
So I think that would be what most people would do They probably wouldn't alter the tattoo if we added a star.
Right, because they would keep the flag that represents
the time period they got their tattoo. Yeah.
Right. When they decide they love Chicago enough to get tattooed.
Yeah. Now, Tom, my producer is Tom Hush. You don't have any ink, do you?
I don't have any ink. My two brothers do. They've got tons of ink, but I have none. I'm afraid of needles. So.
Oh, that's right. You're terrified of needles. That's right.
Yeah, and I guess I never really found anything that I thought would be totally appropriate to have.
Not even Ren of Ren.
I don't think so. I feel like that would be inappropriate for me because as much as I, that's a great show. That I don't want to take away from you, but yeah, what Ted's saying in terms of that many people having Chicago flag tattoos on them.
Do either of your brothers have a Chicago flag tattoo?
They do not, and I'm kind of glad that they don't because in a way it's become a little passe. And I know a lot of people that I went to college with who were living in Chicago for maybe the 4 years they were in Chicago and then left, and they got like a big Chicago flag tattoo. And I'm not originally from Chicago. I'm from the burbs.
Right.
I recognize that.
Right.
But I've lived here full time since about 2014.
In the city proper,
lived in Rogers Park. With an apartment, Chicago zip code, changed my driver's license immediately. And I've been here ever since, and I feel kind of odd that, if you haven't spent that much time in Chicago, especially if you were like coming just for school and you weren't really living here most of the time. It seems a little disingenuous, but then again, it's your body. Do whatever you want with it.
You want to take a souvenir. You can leave Chicago, but Chicago never leaves you, and that's what the tattoo represents.
True.
Yeah, good point.
Is this the definition
of salubrity?
All right, are you ready for the definition of salubrity?
All right, we have a definition of salubrity. All right, let's hear it.
It's an adjective.
Okay.
Conducive or favorable to health and well-being.
Okay, well that fits. Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you feel that the flag has become a bigger deal? Because I feel like I see Chicagoans just put 4 stars on everything, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Shirts and beer cans and cozies and anything you can sell, they put 4 stars up. I moved to Chicago in 1995. I don't remember seeing it as much then as I do now.
I think it's more prevalent now. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. And I've lived in this city almost 55 years.
Right.
So I'm a true Chicagoan. I've never lived anyplace else. Never lived outside of the city. Always lived in the city.
Right.
And so I, you know, it, it, It would be lovely to have some of that. I have a coffee mug with the Chicago flag. I have a coffee mug with the Chicago flag on it. And I used to have a T-shirt. I don't know where it is now. I guess I lost.
Yeah.
I lost.
I've got a T-shirt.
I think I lost it in one of my moves.
Right.
So, but yeah, but no. I mean, I love this city, man. I couldn't imagine living anyplace else. You know.
I just have a T-shirt and it's just the Chicago flag, and it was actually hard to find because there's so many kind of cute designs.
Yeah.
That use something else to represent the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, do we have any tattooed people who want to call in?
Anybody got a tattoo? A Chicago flag tattoo? We'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open right now. 312-981-7200. I mean, look, a lot of people. There's a pretty good chance that maybe at least one or two listeners right now have a Chicago flag tattoo. Considering they have an entire website dedicated to people who have Chicago flag tattoos.
I think it's ChicagoFlagTattoos.com.
Okay, ChicagoFlagTattoos.com.
It hasn't been updated in about 3 years, but there's still a ton of them
up there.
Yeah, there's still a lot of good flags. And I had a friend who had one. She loved Chicago and she loved New Orleans, so she kind of got the Chicago flag and the New Orleans flag combined in the same tattoo.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, she's from Chicago, but she just...
She went to high school. She grew up in Washington, D.C. She moved here. She went to high school here, but she's lived in Chicago since like 1990.
Yeah,
but she also spends a lot of time in New Orleans, so she got the two flags combined in a single tattoo.
That's interesting. All right, Ted, hang on. All right.
All right.
Yeah, Ted McClelland is here. He writes under the name Edward McClelland. He writes for Chicago Magazine and elsewhere, and has written several books. And if you would like to jump in here, and in fact, if you got a Chicago star or a Chicago flag tattoo, we'd love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Also, if you would like to weigh in on this, should we add another star to the iconic Chicago flag? 312-981-7200. More with Ted on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Skyline studio here. Coming up, we're going to talk about the story where a Bears fan questions his daughter wearing a Green Bay Packers sweatshirt in some sort of, rebellious thing to do. And we're also going to talk about jeans, because Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis patented blue jeans today. And we're going to talk about American inventions that just changed the world and solutions for everyday essentials. That's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our number. And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. My guest right now is Edward McClelland. We call him Ted. He writes for Chicago Magazine and other things, and he's got a bunch of books out there, too. And we're talking about the Chicago flag and perhaps getting another star on there, a fifth star, and some history about the Chicago flag. Ted, welcome back. We got some people on the line.
Oh, great.
All right. Here's Danny on WGN. Hi, Danny.
Hey, how you doing? Great show.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. How about the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series in 2016? There's nothing more monumental than that to add a star.
That's true, Ted. That's a good one, right?
Well, yeah. How would White Sox fans take that?
Although it's true.
Yeah. Well, come on. It took 116 years for the Cubs to do it. The White Sox did in 89 years. So.
Yeah, they might demand a star for 2005
World Series. Yeah, exactly.
That'll
bring up a big debate. Danny, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, thanks. Great show. Right. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. 312-981-7200. Yeah, we got to add a sixth star because of 2005. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's Bob on WGN. Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air, Bob. Go ahead.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so my story is
I was in Vietnam in 1968. I wrote a letter to Mayor Daley, asked him for the Chicago flag. He sent me one. We flew it in our Ooch, as we called it. There was 8 of us from Illinois, and we were very proud of that flag.
So, wow.
Are you that picture that's at the library, at the Harold Washington Library? There's a picture of some guys. There's a picture of some guys.
Maybe that's our guys. May I stop by there and look at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture of some guys in Vietnam with the Chicago flag in their camp.
I wrote a letter to the mayor, and he sent me a flag. He said it flew over City Hall one day, but I don't know if that was true or not.
Wow.
That's great. But, yeah, I have seen that. I have seen a picture of that. That's great.
And so you're not in favor of changing the flag because you're proud of it, and it was part of your experience in Vietnam.
Part of a lot of people's experience.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, leave it as, and it's like you guys said earlier, the pandemic is worldwide. It's not.
Yeah, exactly.
And I can see, like the lady called in, I'd rather see it for the Special Olympics, something we created.
Right.
And we carry on every year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a great story, Bob, really. And, I can imagine you guys were kind of homesick and that helped you out, you know?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was absolutely wonderful.
That was great. And by the way, Bob, thank you so much for your service, my friend.
Oh, thank you for recognizing
that. Yep. Okay, buddy. Take care,
Bob. You guys have a great show.
Okay, thank you. What a great story, huh?
Yeah. Like I said, I've seen that picture. I've seen a picture of that before. There's a when you're going out the third floor of the Harold Washington Library towards the escalators, it's right there on the right. There's a picture of guys in Vietnam with a Chicago flag.
Maybe it's online somewhere, Tom. Can you do like a Google search, like Chicago flag in Vietnam? Because I'd love to see that picture of those guys. What a great story. That's a great story. Here's George on WGN. Hi, George.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay.
So you were mentioning one of your acquaintances had said that they merged the New Orleans flag and the Chicago flag.
Yeah.
I can totally see how that happens because the New Orleans flag, a lot of it is white. And I'm actually from New Orleans, but I've lived in Chicago for 12 years. So
okay.
I'm a little biased when I see that our flag is pretty iconic, especially with the fleur-de-lis on it.
Right.
Right, yeah. I think her tattoo is a fleur-de-lis with 4 stars above it, kind of in a crescent.
No, I can definitely see how they're merged. And it's kind of like what you said about the Chicago, the stars being more prevalent now than they were recently. It's exactly like in New Orleans. After Katrina,
you started
seeing fleur-de-lis everywhere. I mean, and companies started having the name Lee as part of their name.
Yep.
So they just became a really big thing after the hurricane.
How long did you spend in New Orleans?
No, I'm from there. So yeah. I was there for my first 24 years.
Okay. Were you here during Katrina?
No, at that time I was in school in Ohio, in Columbus. I was in my second year of school, but my whole family pretty much is in New Orleans, still are. I go there about 3 times a year back home because it's home to me, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been to New Orleans twice. I love that city.
I'm biased, but I think it's the best food in the country.
It's the best food I've ever had. In my life was the trip to New Orleans the best food I've ever had in my life.
If I was there still, I'd probably be about 30 pounds heavier.
I know. I totally agree with you. I did. I went there for my first honeymoon. We went to Memphis and then New Orleans, and I came back and I was like 20 pounds heavier, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, nice. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. The food is so delicious.
And the food, not only that, but, you know, I mean, back then I was a drinking man, and I, you know, in New Orleans, you can have anything. I mean, you can drink like a maniac in New Orleans.
Oh, I'm one of the few people I know who's from there, but I love going to Bourbon Street to have a hand grenade.
Oh, sure.
I can't pass that up. And my friends who are all there, like, they look at me like, what are you doing? You're not a tourist. Get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. No, that's interesting about the observation about the New Orleans flag and the Chicago flag. And I thank you for the call, George.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, buddy. Have a good night. That's pretty interesting. You got the you got the picture there, Tom?
Yeah, I did. I did manage to find the photo. Now, Ted, I just want to make sure I've got this right. If you can go from memory here. So it's the Chicago flag, and it's in a camp, and there's a tank in the background. You know, a bunch of military. You know, ordnance and everything, and a single soldier just sitting on a kind of like a wooden box.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I think that's the one that's in the Harold Washington Library.
Yeah, that's a photo by I believe he's a Hungarian photographer named Laszlo Kondor, and the title is just called Chicago Flag, and it really is. It's a beautiful, beautiful photo.
I gotta see it.
Yeah,
is it black and white or is it color?
It is. It's kind of sepia tone, but you can see the colors.
I see it too. Yeah, I think that's the one. Is a guy with no shirt on.
Yeah, just sitting there, right, with a tank in the background.
That's exactly it.
I gotta see it. Could you bring that up for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to take a look at that. That's really cool. That's great. And that's great.
Wow.
That's amazing. The Chicago flag in Vietnam.
You know, a year ago, almost exactly tomorrow, I wrote an article about the Illinois flag and about what a mess it is and a disaster compared to the Chicago flag.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean it looks like a bunch of random clip art pasted into a Google Doc. You know, you've got an eagle holding Captain America's shield, and he's got this looks like strips of bacon coming out of his mouth, standing on a rock with the sun rising over it. Just, you know, they just threw everything in there. And apparently it looks so much like other flag states. Somebody complained about it, so instead of redesigning it, they just put Illinois at the bottom. So we all know.
So we all know what state it is. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the Chicago flag is really a lesson that, you know, simplicity.
Yeah.
Simplicity wins. You think about the great flags of the world, like the French flag, you know, the fleur-de-lis. It's just three colors, but it's iconic.
Yeah. By the way, Tom printed up that
picture. Or the tricolore. Yeah.
Tom printed up that picture. It's really beautiful, actually. It's really poignant.
Yeah.
This is a guy. Yeah. This is a soldier in Vietnam who's sitting on a box reading. There's a tank in the background, and there's the flag.
And I wonder if this was the unit that of the guy who called in.
Bob.
How many other examples are there of the Chicago flag?
Yeah.
They're flying in Vietnam.
Yeah, Bob, if you're listening, you should get to your computer. And how did you find this, Tom? What's the website where you found it?
So I had to do a little bit of digging, and I managed to find it on a Twitter page, a Twitter feed for the National Veterans Art Museum, NVAM Chicago, because they had, it seems like they had at one point an entire sort of exhibit here in Chicago, and it was at Harold Washington, it looks like, and they had kind of an art piece where it was all these dog tags hanging down from the ceiling
and everything like that.
And these photos were part of that collection. Wow. And like you said, it's a amazing photo.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it really is poignant. Yeah. It's really beautiful. I mean, our veteran Bob, if you got access to the computer, do a little digging, and maybe this is where you were.
I knew a guy who, when he was in Vietnam, he wrote his neighborhood on his helmet. He wrote South Chicago on his helmet.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, listen. So Ted, you're working on you're almost finished. Is your book done, or it's coming out?
It's done. You know that you can read about it on the web. They're still trying to come up with the cover, and that's pretty much all there is to do.
Okay. So, and what are you working on now?
I might, you know, I know it's been done before, but I've been talking to my agent about a book on Abraham Lincoln and why it was so important that he was from Illinois and why he might not have ever become president if he hadn't been from Illinois, how Illinois shaped him.
There you go. Well, that's a great one, man. Ted, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. Nice piece on the flag, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay. Great. Right. Have a great night.
Thanks,
Bye.
Man. Ted McClelland, a terrific writer. And you can check out chicagomag.com to read the article about the Chicago flag and the idea of maybe adding a star to it. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to talk about substitutions for everyday essentials. We got some substitutions for everyday essentials. That's what we're going to talk about after the news right here on 720 WGN. And it will be officially Wednesday, which means a little bit later on, we will have a Know Your Onion contest at about 3:30. Okay. All right. Let's break here for the news.